This is the On the Pony Express podcast,
part of the On3 Network.
Check out all the SMU coverage you need at ontheponyexpress.com. Now, here's your host, Billy Embody.
Billy Embody.
One, two, three, let him go.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the On the Pony Express podcast. I'm Billy Embody. Thanks for listening. We got a lot to get to today, including SMU's first transfer portal commit of the offseason. But before we do, guys, I want to remind you guys, come join us at On the Pony Express. Just $1 for your first week, and this is the week to be on board and try it out because you got SMU Penn State. You got the transfer portal. I think we're going to have double-digit visitors to cover at SMU this week while they prep for the Nittany Lions. So huge time to be on the site again, ontheponyexpress.com. And before we get into our conversation about SMU's first transfer portal commit, we do want to remind you guys we're presented by our friends at Status Jet. StatusJet.com. Reach out to David Henry and his team today. They can get you up to Happy Valley State College, fly you right in on game day, for a reasonable price, I think. I mean, with all the tough ways to travel up for this game this weekend, this is the time to go ahead and use Status Jet. And you know what? They're offering a discount. Again, Pony Up ACC is the promo code that you need to mention on the Pony Express when you talk with them today. So reach out to them today and find out the best way to get up to SMU Penn State and why that best way is through a private charter. So we appreciate Status Jet for always supporting us at On the Pony Express. All right, SMU did land big news Saturday night as their first transfer portal commitment is in the boat, and he did sign with the Mustangs as well. And it was an interesting backstory on this one. So SMU had been recruiting Chasen Johnson out of UCF. He's a transfer portal kid who jumped into the portal, quickly visited SMU. The Mustangs were making him a big priority, and you know they came up snake eyes, didn't get him. He committed to USC. He had a bunch of programs after him. Auburn was one, obviously USC. Baylor hosted him for a visit. I believe he stopped in at Florida State as well, but it's the Mustangs that came out on top here, getting him to sign with them, and that is the big difference with this transfer portal situation this year. Is you're really looking to sign guys. And I know that seems like, well, yeah, duh, thanks, Billy. But it is a new era where guys can sign a different financial aid agreement that involves revenue sharing, and schools can kind of write certain clauses in them that include not being able to go somewhere else. Like a true national letter of intent in the past, transfers, you know, really exclusively were only able to sign financial aid agreements, which means they really needed to sit in a classroom for it to be official. This time, from what I've been hearing, and I know this is true in the SEC, if you sign with an SEC school, you can't transfer there. You can't say, okay, I committed to Alabama on Thursday, I'm going to go to Auburn instead on Sunday if you signed with Alabama. It's a clause in their deals that is prohibited. So SMU had a big run of celebrations over this one. He has 4 years to play three seasons, but make no bones about it. He is expected to come in right away and start at corner for SMU. You have Brandon Crosley graduating. You have Deuce Harmon coming back. You have Jalen Davis Robinson coming back. You have AJ Davis, who's been a veteran now. You have Speedy Nettles and Alex Rogers, who were in the freshman class this past year. And then you signed Javian Holiday and Zay Gentry at cornerback. This room is now pretty different than it was 3 years ago or so when SMU's coaching staff came to the program when Scott Simons was hired by Rhett Lashley. It's night and day. You've got guys that are very capable out there. And I know the Clemson game, they gave up some big plays. It was only Brandon Crosley and Deuce Harmon who were out there. Jalen Davis Robinson was hurt, so a really tough draw for SMU's defensive backs against those guys. But SMU's making no mistakes. They know what a Charles Woods, what a Chris Meginson meant in 2023 and what that allowed them to do defensively with a defensive line that maybe wasn't, well, maybe. It definitely wasn't as deep as this year's. It wasn't as dominant as this year's bunch has been, particularly against the run. But what SMU wanted was a guy with multiple years, with size. He's listed 6 foot, 6'1", 180 pounds. And he started four of the final five games for UCF this year. He had 14 tackles, two pass breakups, 18 tackles total overall for the season. But that was in four of his last five games, making those 14 tackles and two pass breakups. And you need to go out and find some of these guys that will give you multiple years. And that's something that SMU does a good job of, from what I understand, is making sure that when they do sign, they're in it for multiple years. So in theory, with rev share and all these things, he's not a guy that you're worried about as much, you know, moving into the portal next year. This is one of the better transfer portal players in the entire class. You know, if you look at the transfer portal rankings, I mean, he's been, he's listed, you know, kind of on the cusp of that four-star ranking there. So a top 50 corner, and there are a lot of corners. There are a lot of wide receivers in the portal. But this is when you get a guy who starts four of the five final games as a true freshman on a Power Four program at UCF, this is a big deal. And you look at some of the issues that SMU has had in the past, the issues have been maybe lack of size. And now you have Chasen Johnson, 6'1", 180. Speedy Nettles is a bigger guy. Deuce Harmon still on the little bit of the small side, but Javian Holiday and Zay Gentry, those are big dudes. And you have a lot of size in the secondary for the cornerback position for Ricky Hundley. So for SMU to get this done, to flip him from USC, was a great effort by the staff to really make this happen instead of just kind of laying down and you know, saying, oh, well, on to the next. They kept at it, and they're rewarded with a big commitment Saturday night. And got his signature for that that night as well. So one of those things where, you know, you have to make sure everything's all lined up. I mean, I've seen guys that, you know, are trending one place and then hear about another player coming and they don't want to go there, or, you know, commit somewhere and sign elsewhere. We've seen that multiple times now in this transfer portal cycle. Jalen Braxton, Arkansas transfer, actually did it with A&M and Ole Miss last weekend as well. So you have a situation where if you're SMU, you know, you got to keep hammering on some of these guys. And some guys that, you know, don't want to be there, don't want to be a part, it's kind of a tough line to walk, right? Like USC, I'm sure they had a great situation for him lined up, but it's also a defensive staff that, you know, you're not as well developed there. I mean, just over the last, you know, few years than it was in the USC days of old. I mean, that's just the reality. Whereas SMU was able to continue with their pitch, and I'm sure they made it a good situation NIL and revenue sharing wise for him to get him back closer to home and with a coaching staff that does have some familiarity with him, from what I've been told, and just their relationships with him in the past. So this is why SMU wants to recruit Florida. This is why SMU wants to recruit Georgia and also out West. You recruit some of these talent rich areas and you make sure you go through their schools. You make sure you are seen by their head coaches in high school, and you make sure that you try your best to recruit a bunch of different kids, because down the line, you're going to want to recruit them in the transfer portal if they don't end up going your way. So this is a big deal for SMU to get him on board. It is a really strong initial transfer portal commitment for SMU to get. And, you know, kudos to the staff. I mean, that's what it's all about. So big, big pickup for SMU there. And look, we'll be keeping an eye on what's next for SMU. And we have all that information for you at ontheponyexpress.com. Again, $1 for your first week. I'm telling you, head over there. I know I couldn't tease this one on the site, but normally we do a relatively good job of leaving you guys the breadcrumbs of what's going to happen and when. So before we go any further with the podcast, I do want to tell you guys about our friend Mark Viasana at Northwest Insurance Agency. Mark was super pumped up about Chasen Johnson jumping on board. He's a big supporter of SMU Athletics, and you know, now is the time to give him a call, 214-352-5656, or email him, Mark v@nwagencies.com. He's a proud SMU alum and owner of the business, and he's here to fight back on Texas insurance rates, which are outrageous right now. And he'll fight for your clients and find the best insurance coverage for you at the absolute lowest price. So just give him a call. Hey, again, another SMU fan slash alum for you guys to get to know. And you can talk about your rates, your coverage, and see where you may need an upgrade in insurance. So reach out to Northwest Insurance Agency. They are sponsoring all of our transfer portal content at ontheponyexpress.com. So appreciate Mark. And, you know, it was kind of an interesting weekend for my family. Unfortunately, we had to put my dog down on Sunday. And Mark graciously invited us to his Christmas party. And unfortunately, we couldn't make it. But just the type of guy that you want to have a beer with, a margarita with, and talk a little SMU football. And he'll also do a great job managing your insurance. So appreciate Mark for his support of On the Pony Express. So what's next for SMU football as the transfer portal continues to roll on here? And I can tell you this, it was a solid weekend for SMU, getting two key targets on campus. And at the time of this recording, SMU hadn't picked up another transfer portal commitment, but definitely somebody to keep an eye on is Zakai Barker from East Carolina. And for SMU, they continue to look at linebacker options in this transfer portal window to see if they can address that position, as SMU does lose some key difference makers in that room with Kobe Wilson and Ahmad Walker. And so how do they do that? How do they go about that? Well, what I can tell you is they went about it by hosting Zakai, who is a kind of a similar story to Kobe Wilson and Ahmad Walker. Relatively slept on player in the recruiting process. Obviously being 5'10", 5'11", will do that to you, but he's from East Carolina and he was an all-conference player for them, a second teamer for the AAC in 2024. He made 86 tackles, team best 12 tackles for loss, 2 sacks, 2 forced fumbles, quarterback hurry and pass breakup. And he really broke onto the scene this year. He had an injury, I believe, to start out his career. And then in 2023, made an impact on special teams. Now he's in the transfer portal and looking for his next home. And SMU is one of the schools that has jumped into the mix. And the funny thing is he is from Georgia, just like Ahmad Walker and Kobe Wilson. He is from Norcross, Georgia, which we'll get to in a second on that connection. And he led the state of Georgia in total tackles in 2019 and 2020. So he's played high-level football. He is one of the better linebackers in terms of fit, I think, for SMU. He'd fit right into that middle linebacker spot. And now SMU is battling the likes of Virginia, Virginia Tech, Cincinnati, Georgia Tech, West Virginia, NC State, Houston, Oklahoma State, and others are in the mix for him. And from all indications, I mean, the visit went well. You can understand the vision for him at SMU. I mean, it is not hard to connect the dots as far as how they feel about him in terms of whether or not he would fit in the transfer portal on the roster. And that's because they've shown that they can develop undersized linebackers. They've shown that they can really make a difference for a player who you know, hasn't necessarily gotten as much recognition. I mean, you look at a guy like Kobe Wilson, he's turned his whole career and potentially life around by coming to SMU and becoming the player that, you know, Maurice Crum and them thought he could be, at least, you know, just bringing him in. He's exceeded expectations. There's no doubt about that. And then Ahmad Walker's been a huge piece for SMU, obviously on the defense, playing beside Kobe Wilson and Alex Kilgore. So, and speaking of Ahmad, we do have a special interview with you guys later, for you guys later on in the podcast that will drop. And we'll be able to hear more from Ahmad, kind of an exclusive early look, thanks to our friends at Pony Sports DTX for setting this up, and you know, a bunch of other supporters of Pony Sports DTX and Security National Bank for setting that up. So it's a fun interview. We also have Roger Daniels, so look forward to that. But yeah, Zakai Barker was on campus. And funny enough, he had another Norcross, Georgia native on campus with him, and that is Addison Nichols, who's an Arkansas transfer. And let me tell you, big dude from the Razorbacks, who's in the portal looking for his next home. 6'5", 312. I think I saw somewhere he was closer to 330, and somebody told me that was, you know, around him. I mean, he is a big dude that started 10 games this season for the Razorbacks at center. And with SMU losing Ja'Kai Clark, you have Graham Uter, who's going to be back. You have Alex Woods. You have Logan Parrs coming back. You have some of these other pieces along the offensive line that maybe could play guard, but you don't have a proven player at center right now. And we saw how big of a difference it's made having Ja'Kai Clark settle in at center, which he did for SMU, or which he did for Garen Justice at Miami. But Addison Nichols has 2 years of eligibility remaining. So this is a huge opportunity for SMU. And he committed to Tennessee out of high school, spent 2 seasons in Knoxville, took a redshirt in 2022, rotated in 2023, and then he played for Arkansas this past year. A former four-star prospect and a player that, again, can fit a need and could start right away. Both of these guys from Norcross, Georgia. Again, SMU has made a lot of inroads in the state of Georgia with some of the ties from this coaching staff recruiting there nationally. Some of them have spent time there. A really good chance for SMU to hone in on getting some of these players and building that pipeline. You saw Jalen Shiver sign with SMU in the class of 2025. Addison Nichols, Ja'Kai Barker, two key transfer portal targets for SMU that were on campus this weekend. So we'll keep an eye on how that goes for SMU and see if they can get them across the finish line. We're going to touch on some of the visits that are coming up for SMU, a couple that have been publicly reported. So I'm not going to, you know, I'm not giving away anything talking about them on this podcast with you guys. But I will say this. This is a wild, different world of transfer portal recruiting, in the sense that you have guys that are going to get rev share, you have guys that are going to get front-loaded NIL deals, and it's on the SMU coaches and coaches around the country to find different ways to make things work. And what I mean by that is you might have a really good inroad with the player. You might have an opportunity to really maybe kind of seal this up really quick. But another thing is that money ball approach, right? Like Bear Alexander, one of the best available defensive linemen in the transfer portal, visited SMU last week. Well, he went to Penn State this past weekend and was up there visiting the Nittany Lions. And for SMU to have an opportunity to get a guy like Bear would be massive. But Oregon is lurking. He's a former blue chip guy, so he's got familiarity with a lot of these coaching staffs. He is, I would say, you could argue that, I mean, he is the most proven, talented player that SMU is after in the transfer portal on the defensive line. And that's important because we know what SMU loses on the defensive line. They lose Elijah Roberts. They lose Tank Booker. They lose Jared Harrison Hunt. They lose Corey Roberson. You've got to find different guys that can come in. And Bear Alexander is one of those guys that is on the board for SMU. He did visit last weekend and now at Penn State. And he redshirted this past year in Los Angeles, and he played at Georgia to start his career and really made an impact as a freshman. You know, I think he had some nice tackles in that national championship game. Some of you may remember who that was against. And then he went to USC, where he was expected to be one of these coveted players for this Trojans team. And for the first year, kind of went well. He was there. He was making some noise. But there's always kind of been some interesting aspects of Bear Alexander on the field. And it's just a matter of if SMU wants to, you know, deal with that, quite frankly. And as you go through the transfer portal process with players, you need to find ways to find out what you need to know about players. And I think SMU does as good of a job as anyone that I've, you know, covered, closely watched. In the aspect of, they're not necessarily going to allow somebody to come in that they don't feel like is a good culture fit. Very rarely have we seen them take a stand and say, you know what, we're going to throw culture out the window on this one. Let's see how it goes. Bear Alexander, my opinion on him is that he is not somebody at all with bad character, as much as he's been around guys that maybe don't necessarily have his best interest at heart at times, because he went to a bunch of high schools. He's now going on his third school in 4 years in college. Next season will be his third school in four seasons. So somebody in this corner, this is the time where Bear Alexander has to put up a shut up for the NFL draft over this next year or two seasons. And that's what has to happen for him. And so for SMU, you look at what Calvin Thibodeau has done for so many guys now. You know, Jared Harrison Hunt was a starter at Miami. Great. Tank Booker has completely changed his life, is going to get an opportunity at the NFL. Well, I don't have to tell you much about Elijah Roberts. Jafar Harvey, who plays for Sam Dunham, has certainly, you know, played a bunch of football before coming here. But Cam Robertson has come here and worked with Calvin Thibodeau, and you could see the talent and the potential that he's going to have next year. But when it comes to Bear Alexander, SMU can let him go through this process and figure out what's next for him in the transfer portal. And if that means taking more visits and circling back and saying, you know what, SMU's the place for me, that might say it all when it comes to SMU and what they need to see and hear from Bear Alexander to feel really good about this. Because from what I followed on the visit, what I've heard, they made a nice impression on both sides. You know, SMU's coaching staff, their plan, their NIL setup, all of those things. And at the same time, Bear Alexander, who really didn't get around SMU much and doesn't really know SMU as far as what it is today, which is a top 10 program or a top 10, top whatever it is that they finished in the college football playoff ranking program, and a team that plays an incredibly high level of defense. He knows them as a program that is building, trying to make things happen, whatever. So it was a good situation for both sides. But at the same time, they didn't come to the conclusion right away that, hey, this is the place. It's time to go to SMU. And SMU's okay with that because they got more guys coming in. We touched on those at ontheponyexpress.com. If you want to have more information on that, you can follow it there. But when it comes to Bear Alexander, things are going to play out. Things are going to, you know, I don't know if he's going to take the Oregon visit, but he is at, or has now wrapped up his visit to Penn State. And like you would expect, a lot of people were, you know, at least high on their chances in terms of how they left things. So for SMU, Bear Alexander with his 48 tackles, 6.5 tackles for loss, 1.5 sacks, 4 pass breakups from 2023, man, that's hard to beat in the portal. And for a guy that isn't going to have an incredibly robust recruitment, I would say, because of some of the things like, you know, his past and going to different schools and maybe at times being upset with playing time or what have you, SMU's culture might be able to take that and make it work. And that's what they're, you know, trying to figure out, because if it hits, SMU could have a day two draft pick, I would say. You know, I mean, that's what I see from him. If he puts it all together on the field, day two draft pick, potential to really help this defense be really, really strong. So once again, in 2025. So Bear Alexander is another big name that visited. Again, there are other names that are going to visit this week, but I do want to touch on one because it has been publicly reported and this is an interesting one. And that's Army transfer running back Kanye Udo. I think I'm saying that name right, but if I'm not, apologies. But he is a 1,000-yard back from Army who did enter the transfer portal after the AAC championship game. And he has notched 179 carries for 1,117 yards, 10 touchdowns, 6.2 yards per carry. He was a big force this year for Army. He is now one of the top available running backs in the transfer portal. He's expected to visit SMU on Thursday. So he'll be one of those guys, quick, down to it. SMU will host him on Friday. The Mustangs leave for Penn State. And look, I know people are going to talk about how crazy it is with SMU preparing for a college football playoff game and having to host transfers, but it could be worse. Last year, the coaches were on the road recruiting this roster that, by the way, I think they made the right call prioritizing the roster over the Fenway Bowl, but hey, I'm just a guy here telling you what you should think. You can do whatever you'd like, but this time the coaching staff gets to stay on campus. And so they can conduct Zooms. They can conduct a lot of working the phones versus flying all over the country, trying to game plan. Look, they're in their office. They get in early this week. They go through their film. They go to practice. They get done with practice. The support staff cuts up the film. Guys recruit. Guys have lunch with guys that are visiting. You get these guys around your practice and your meeting room. This isn't about photo shoots and fancy dinners. This is about getting them around your team, understanding what they're looking for, and taking the next step from there. If they want to come, great. So it's very different for transfers than trying to do this. Again, balancing on the road, not only doing transfers in high school, you're off the road all of December. It's a great new piece of the rule. So, and it allows the SMU staff to focus on managing their roster. So Kanye Udo does visit Thursday, Missouri, Wednesday, Arizona State, Friday, North Carolina on Saturday. Again, big time production out of the Service Academy, offense and Army. I think this is an interesting one. He's got that kind of, I think size that SMU is looking for. He's listed 6 foot 215. They'd like to probably pair somebody of that size with Jermico Green, Chunky, and, maybe take a little bit of the pressure off Chunky. And then they need to find a fast guy too. They have Derek McFall, who they love, but you got to find a Breshard Smith for next year. We see what SMU can do when they have that dynamic of a playmaker. And I think long-term, if you're LJ Johnson, it hasn't happened for you here. Do you make a move? We'll see what happens with him. But those are the guys that are visiting SMU that we'll talk about or have visited. And the rest you can follow it at ontheponyexpress.com. So we dropped a couple more defensive linemen that are on campus. We'll have much more for you guys there. But some big news in terms of roster management, and this is another piece of what it allows you to do when you don't have to go on the road recruiting, and that is that SMU quarterback Kevin Jennings announced that he's locked in with the Mustangs. He was able to get a deal done for multiple years. Big, big deal for SMU to get him locked in. Yes, I said there wasn't really anything to worry about. You know, SMU wasn't going to disrespect him with an offer of, low amount that would force him to transfer. And at the same time, Kevin has earned this. So he's getting a top flight NIL rev share opportunity at SMU, and he gets to do it in his hometown of Dallas and continue to build what is becoming one of the biggest brands in college football rather quickly with Kevin Jennings and what he can do when you have Nick Saban talking him up as much as he does. He's going to be a Heisman Trophy candidate to start next year. There's no doubt about that. So all good things for SMU when it comes to the transfer portal and recruiting. So no better time to jump at ontheponyexpress.com. And let me tell you guys, there's no better time to go to roback.com, roback.com, and use code PONYEXPRESS20 for 20% off your first order today. So if you need to create another email, that's your situation. You can spend enough and get free shipping. We did do some Christmas shopping for some friends and family at Roback, and we went with some of the hot items on there. So trust me, they can get it to you relatively quickly as well. And they do have 60-day holiday returns for those of you who want to kind of have that extended time to maybe get it back in if it doesn't fit or whatever. But you're going to love it. The breathability, the incredible just fabric that they have, I just love it. The Triple D hoodie has been a constant for us in terms of me wearing it. So love that hoodie. Definitely check them out, roback.com. And again, use PONYEXPRESS20 for 20% off your order today. roback.com, first-time customers only. So create an email and get your PONYEXPRESS20 code in for 20% off your first order today. All right, now we've reached the interview portion. So please enjoy these interviews with Roger Daniels and Ahmad Walker, and we'll be back to wrap up the show right after this. Roderick, I'll start by asking you a question, and then I'll put this mic on you as you answer it. But you had the touchdown catch that did tie the game. What did that mean to you in that moment? Obviously, if you don't know the future of what happened, but to get that, I mean, you had to be having all the emotions Saturday night.
Yeah, I feel like I gave us another chance. That's all I was really happy for. And I kind of had a situation go like that in high school where the game wasn't over with, and it kind of went the opposite way later. So I was happy, but I wasn't too excited because I know we still had to finish it in overtime. But I definitely thought we had a chance in overtime.
And like Charlie said, I mean, you are one of the early guys for Pony Sports DTX to partner with. What does it mean to you to just have that support over the last few years and being at SMU?
It shows a lot that SMU want to keep all the talent in Dallas. They love the kids from Dallas, and I'm happy that I'm one of the first few to be able to do it, and also one of the well-known kids in Dallas, so I get to show all the talent from the kids coming up in Dallas that it's okay to stay here, and we're playing big-time football in Dallas.
You mentioned that Dallas pipeline. What is the buzz around SMU when you talk to the guys that not only are committed here or recruited to here, but also, I mean, it is a transfer portal window. Is your phone as busy as Charlie's at this point?
Yeah, a lot of kids want to come back to Dallas. The ones that haven't chosen school, they want to be here. And a lot of ones that did choose another school or chose to go somewhere else, a lot of them want to come back and they regret it. And they see how we're playing this season. A lot of people want to be here.
You again, chose SMU out of high school, you know, partnered with Pony Sports and stayed through everything. It's got to be pretty cool to see it come together like this. Obviously, last year was great, winning a championship and doing that, but now you get to play for a national championship. Did 4 years ago you think that was even on the table at least?
No, I'm going to be honest. I never thought that, but that was always the plan to try to win a natty. And we definitely got a shot this year, so that's all I'm happy we get a chance to do it. That's all you can ask for.
You mentioned natty, and that'll get people going. You know, the trophy, not the guy.
That's my guy.
Natty might get more applause than that, though, so he'll get everybody jacked up. But when it comes to this offense and what you guys have been able to do, Kevin's taken over, another Dallas guy. What's it like playing with him? Pull that curtain back a little bit, because I know, you know, Duncanville, connection there with Sock, but, two Dallas guys staying home and putting it together has got to be pretty cool.
I'm not surprised for what Kevin has done here, because even in high school we played them, we won, but I could tell he was a winner. And they finished and went on to win state, and that's something Sock hadn't did in like over 40, 50 years, almost how we did last year to win the conference championship. So I'm not surprised by anything he's done this season or the previous season. I know he want to win. He want to give us the opportunity to win. So hopefully this week, well, the next week, going into Penn State, we give him the opportunity and the best chance to help us win this game.
What's been the response from the group, you know, after the last 48 hours? I mean, you know, Coach talked about it in the post game. Just, I'm sure the emotions were all over the place after that. But, you know, to play as well as you guys did, in particular in the second half, to get to where you guys were, and then to at least get to the college football playoff, what's the roller coaster been like for you guys?
It's been crazy. I'm not going to say it's just been easy, because, of course, we're competitors and we wanted to win that game. And that would have been a big moment for us and this university. But we know we got a chance to do something even bigger. And if we win it at a bigger stage, no one will even remember or forget that we even lost that game. So that's all we can do, just move forward and go on towards the future, but we can't do nothing about that game anymore.
Early thoughts on the whiteout that you guys are going to face up there at Penn State. What's that? I mean, I know, you know, you being here, you haven't played in an atmosphere like that. The closest thing's got to be Oklahoma, but you see the videos of just how crazy it is. What's the early vibes around that?
That's like a dream come true as a kid to be able to see Penn State in all whiteout games, having the teams go crazy on the field, how big the games be going there, how fun the crowd is, how loud it is. It's going to be a great atmosphere. And if you like college football, that's definitely the place to play.
What can you share with the people here about the support that they give you guys, in particular Pony Sports DTX athletes, and just what that allows you to do and just, you know, help your family or just, you know, do whatever?
Pony Sports, and I know they give us NIL and help us financially, but it's really more deeper, like a lot of the relationships and connections that they give us that's going to help us long after football. And for some that even like can't play football anymore, has got different opportunities at different companies, jobs, or to meet certain people that will help them longer in life. And of course, the financially part, it helped like me and to be able to help my mom. She's a single parent. I got four younger brothers. I'm the oldest of five boys. And it's a lot of kids on a team like that that's in my situation that definitely help their parents. So it's definitely a big help to us.
And, you know, as this community of fans that do support this group grows and continues to help them out,
What does that mean, if you know, from what you hear on your phone about how the guys are handling high school recruiting, portal? What is the buzz as a player, you know, hearing that across the country, and in particular the Dallas guys?
Being in the moment right now has definitely showed that SMU is going to become a very big-time football place. A lot of people come in to play football. Hopefully they carry on to all other sports and help the university, but we definitely know that we're playing big-time football here, and it's definitely going to grow in the future.
Speaking of that, the crowds this year, a lot of the people in here, part of most of the home games. What does it mean to have those sold-out environments? And I know it's your final year at SMU, and we'll touch on that in just a second, but to see that, you know, as Bill Armstrong and I like to say, dozens of fans for us, but for you guys, you know, just a few thousand at some games, to see it sold out all year, what did that mean?
It's definitely crazy, and the fans definitely help us a lot, because being able to come out that tunnel and hear the crowd and hear the city of Dallas just roar, cheer your name, cheer on your team, it definitely helped us. It give us something to thrive off of, help us play with a different energy, and that definitely carries a role into how we play. And even when we was in Charlotte, we seen our sideline to sideline, the red, white, and blue we seen. Everyone was there the whole game. They never gave up on us, and they definitely showed the support that they have and the love they have for this team.
Awesome. Well, I know you never gave up on SMU, too. I mean, in closing, just kind of, you know, you stayed, and you became one of the most recognizable guys on this team and for really the last couple decades on this program. What does that mean to you in terms of your legacy?
It means a lot to me, especially mainly being from Dallas. I knew it wasn't going to be easy, because if it was easy, everybody from Dallas would be able to do it. So I was willing to take on that role and that responsibility to help the team no matter what it took or whatever I had to sacrifice throughout the situation or the process. I was happy to do it for the city of Dallas and mainly for the future of Dallas, because I knew my time was going to eventually come. I just wanted the younger crew to know that it's okay to come to Dallas and play big-time football here. You don't got to take your talents anywhere else.
Cool. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you at the Whiteout a couple weekends from now. I don't know what uniforms you guys are going to wear, if you guys are going to blend in or stand out a little bit different, but enjoy it, man. I know that has got to be really special to get this opportunity.
Thank you so much.
All right. Roger Daniels, everybody. All right. We're lucky to now be joined by Ahmad Walker, linebacker for SMU. All decked out, ready to go. Hand you that. Ahmad, I want to start with this. You know, this defense has changed the entire perception of SMU over the last couple of years. You've got dynamic playmakers like Rod and guys on the offensive side of the ball the last however many years it's been for SMU that have built SMU into an offensive school. But you guys the last 2 years have completely changed that narrative. What's that mean to be one of the leaders of that shift in narrative? Sorry.
I mean, it honestly means a lot, you know. Just back in the day, whenever the old SMU, they had a great defense, you know. Just bringing back that old feeling to the alumni and everybody, you know, it just feels great to be part of.
You and Kobe have really teamed up, along with Alex Kilgore, of course, but in terms of the guys in their final years to really play an elite level of linebacker this year, what's the dynamic like with you and Kobe? I know Kobe likes to lead the guys and training camp at the camping around the campfire series that he did a little bit. What's your dynamic like between you two?
Cole, that's my guy. I mean, he's the type of person that you just want to be around. You know, he just lifts everybody up around him. He's just a great guy to be around. But, you know, just playing off each other is just like a great package. And then adding along Kilgore, you know, he's a young guy coming up. He's going to be able to lead this defense next year for you guys. And, you know, it's just like a very good 1-2 package, 1-2-3 package. I just love playing with those guys next to me.
You've played for Scott Simons for 4 years now, right?
It's three years.
And so what have you seen from him as far as growing into, you know, what he is now in terms of, you know, just bringing this defense for SMU to where it is? And what is it like, you know, sitting down for film with him? Because I know I can hear him from the press box when he's up in the coach's booth, so I can't imagine what it's like for you guys in a meeting room.
Coach Simons, he's a great defensive coordinator. You know, he just always puts his players in the right position. You know, he just allows us to go out there and make plays. You know, he trusts us. You know, he really gives us the keys to the car. You know, just lets us go out there and play.
And Coach Crum, obviously, you know, comes in as well with a coaching change and you know, works with you guys now. What's your dynamic like with him? Because he's a young guy and you know, you guys avoided Notre Dame, but he was, you know, captain there. Has he actually played at Penn State? I guess I should look that up. But
I'm not sure if he played at Penn State, but yeah. I mean, Coach Crum, he's going to fire you up every day. You know, he's going to come in. He wants the standard to be the standard. You know, he's going to come in. You know, he wants everything to be one way, and that's full speed all the way, every time.
And, all right, so you guys this season, you guys lost a lot off of last year's AAC championship team. And you guys had to reload. What was that mindset going into this season for you guys? And for you, your second year at SMU, an opportunity to really step into an even bigger leadership role. What was the dynamic like going into this year?
I mean, it was more so about, you know, we had a lot of pieces coming back. You know, we knew we were going to bring some a lot of good pieces in. So it was more so about, you know, just keeping those old pieces that we already had and bringing along those new pieces that we brought in, you know, just bringing everybody together.
All right, Pony Sports DTX, big reason why you're here in part. Tell me about, you know, the process for you as a transfer and how important it was to kind of feel that love and that, you know, opportunity that Pony Sports presented for you.
Immediately, I just felt like support. Like, you know, it was just, I'm just very thankful to be in this position, you know, from you guys and everything. It's hard to go into words about it because, you know, it honestly just, it just means a lot. You know, this is a kid's dream, you know, to play college football, you know, to be able to make a little money and everything. You know, it's just, it's a very good experience.
As somebody who came to SMU through the transfer portal, what do you hear out there, or do you, you know, kind of block that out? Like, how active are you talking with guys that are either in the portal or maybe, you know, just players in general and what the vibe is around what SMU can provide for players?
Definitely a lot of the guys that I know in the portal, they're definitely trying to get to SMU. A lot of players want to come to SMU, you know. You're in Dallas, you know, you're playing big-time football. I mean, you can't ask for much else.
When it came down, you know, to it, what was it like working with Charlie and just trying to, you know, kind of hammer out that particular or whoever, you know, helped you out with that? I know it's not the easiest thing to obviously talk about, but, you know, they were able to, you know, get you kind of locked in. I know Coach Simons obviously played a big part, but what's that like, I guess, that process?
I just felt like an immediate connection, you know, just very genuine. More so, yeah, that's how I felt. It was just very genuine.
What are your early thoughts on Penn State? You got any, did you, you know, obviously as a kid growing up, you watch, you know, Happy Valley and you got unruly fans in the house. One of the dozens here.
I mean, they got a good team, but I think it's just going to be a very good physical matchup. You know, they want to come in, run the ball. You know, we stop the run, so I think it's just going to be a very physical matchup.
What does it mean to come to SMU and, you know, you came here in the final year of the AAC, you look up now and you have a legitimate shot to go play for and win a national championship? Has that kind of sunk in, you know, in a way?
It still feels like kind of surreal. You know, this is like, it's like a dream come true, you know, being a big-time linebacker, playing big-time football on the biggest stage, being able to compete for a national championship. You know, it's just like a dream come true.
You know, what for you, final games here, I mean, what are the next 2 weeks like preparing for Penn State for you? And how much extra drive is it now that you get this final opportunity and in your final games, and every single game could be your final one? What does that do just mentally? And I know there's a, you know, group of 30-something seniors that are probably feeling similar.
I definitely just want to go out there and leave it all on the field for my guys, you know, just put all my effort and everything to the guys next to me, you know, for the seniors, you know, for myself, the team, for Dallas, you know, just everybody that's supported this team, supported this community, just everybody, you know, just want to go out there and lay on the line for you guys.
Awesome. Ahmad, thanks so much for doing this. One of the most productive guys for SMU the last 2 years. Ahmad Walker, everybody.
Thank you.
All right. Appreciate Roback. We're to wrap up this podcast. I mean, I do want to say, I know we're going to get more into basketball as the football season winds down. And Dean and I are going to do some podcast stuff. We're going to, you know, we have the Pony Hoops Insight podcast, which is absolutely rolling. So cool. To have Nick Moore and those guys and Dre Foster and Sean Williams doing their thing. But football is at a wild point right now. But SMU basketball did get a 74-64 win on Saturday over LSU. And, you know, I think the big thing, a couple of takeaways for me, Andy Enfield talked about it after the game, where SMU is treating this like their ACC-SEC challenge. They didn't get one this year. It was their first year in the league. They didn't play well last year, so they weren't going to get picked. Here they are. They get an opportunity to play LSU in a neutral site, and that's why they picked this one to go after. And you get Matt Cross going off for a huge number in this one, and that's what you need. You need those guys that are your high-paid, well-taken-care-of players, and you need to get them to contribute at a high level. So for Matt Cross, him continuing to play really, really well over the last few games has been key, and he was named the ACC Men's Basketball Player of the Week for it. So he had a team-high 16 points and a career-high tying 16 rebounds in the win over LSU. He had a pair of assists, a steal, a block in 35 minutes. That's five straight for SMU. They're now 9-2 on the season. They got a little love from John Rothstein. And Samet Yigitolu is also playing well. And that is all good news for SMU as they were able to score 47 points in the second half, make a run. They made a shift to man-to-man defense, and it paid off as SMU was able to really shut down some of LSU's top players and come away with a big win before they head on the road. They are going to Boston College in one of the worst time games, I would say, for, you know, trying to get any sort of viewership. So move your TV into your living room, your second TV, set up a monitor, because SMU at Boston College is set for, you guessed it, 11 a.m. Central on Saturday on the CW, as SMU takes on Penn State at 11 a.m. Central on TNT in the first round of the college football playoffs. So we'll be there live in State College to cover it all. Really excited for it. It's just the beginning of a huge week for us at ontheponyexpress.com. So make sure you jump on board for $1 for your first week and enjoy it with us. So thanks to all our supporters at ontheponyexpress.com, and we'll catch you guys next time with another edition of the On the Pony Express podcast.
Thanks for listening to the On the Pony Express podcast with Billy Embody.
Follow us on your socials on X at SMU on 3 and on Instagram at On3SMU.
And keep it locked to OnThePonyExpress.com for more coverage.